Shalom. We'll take a look at the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah on Pei Gimel. And the Mishnah says, Safik Nefashos, called Safik Nefashos, Doches HaShabbos. So if we have any chance, we'll get to the last part of the Mishnah too, but not today. So we're going to fast forward now to the Gemara on Daf Pei Dalin Amud Beis. And you can count 14 lines down from the top. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mipnei Shesofek Nefashos. So the Gemara points out that there's a certain redundancy in the language of the Mishnah. It says Mipnei Shesofek Nefashos, and then it gives a klal called Sofek Nefashos Doches HaShabbos. Why did the Mishnah have to be so verbose? The Gemara usually analyzes the Mishnah and assumes that if the Mishnah adds a klal, it's coming l'rabos. It's some sort of a ribui to add something that we wouldn't know. So what would we not have known based on Sufik Nefashos? The Gemara's language is Lomali su lememar v'chol Sufik Nefashos docha es HaShabbos. Why do we need that extra language? So the Gemara says the following: Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Sofek Shabbos Zu Bilvad Omru. Not only with regard to this Shabbos are we going to docha Shabbos, Ela Afilu Sofek Shabbos Acheres, even another Shabbos, an additional Shabbos. Basically, we're going to violate not one Shabbos but two Shabbosos. Hechi Dami, what's the case? Kigon Shamdu Lisamne Yome. Litamne Yome. They made an umdun. In other words, the doctors have evaluated the situation of the chola, and they came to the conclusion that he needs 8 days, eight continuous days of refuah. And this refuah involves Chil Shabbos. V'yom kama Shabsa, the first day that we hit, you know, it's right after the doctors gave their analysis, was Shabbos. Good. So what's the significance of number 8 here? I mean, this is not Maral Prague. We're not talking about Lamal Minateva. What's the 8?
Two Shabbos.
Two Shabbos, correct. That we're going to have to, by definition, violate two Shabbos. Ma'ol Tema, wait a minute. Maybe we don't have to violate two Shabbos. Li'akev Adli Urta. Let's postpone the refuah, the Chil Shabbos, until nightfall. Then it's Motzi Shabbos, is no longer a violation of Shabbos. Ki hechi d'lo nechal alei trei Shabbos. So we don't have to violate two Shabbos. We'll get 8 days continuous, but we'll start from the night. Is there anything pushing us? Is it urgent that we start on Shabbos itself? Kamash malon. So what was the havamin here, and what's the maskana? Let's begin with Rashi. Rashi says the following. This is about 7 lines down from the top. Lo Sofek Shabbos Zu Bilvad. Lo Shei Sofek Nefashos L'Shabbos Zu. El Afilu Ein Sofek. Ein HaSofek L'Shabbos Zu. In other words, with regard to the possibility that this patient might die, there's no possibility that he'll die on Shabbos, even if we don't administer this medical treatment. Dipshit alone, we know. Dayom lo yom, so definitely be able to survive this day. Ella, but so why are we violating the Shabbos, says Rashi? Sofek she'im lo yasu lo hayom, if they don't administer this treatment today, shema yomus l'Shabbos haba, he might die next Shabbos. So again, as far as this Shabbos is concerned, there's no doubt that he'll survive this Shabbos. The only problem is that if you don't give him the help he needs, the refuah he needs, he's going to drop dead next Shabbos. So therefore, I might think that we're not going to violate this Shabbos because he's going to make it till next Shabbos. So if you take a look in the Rashash, and you'll see this summarized in the Yotze HaPirushim in the back, it's a very long piece in the Rashash. He says, I am Pirush Rashi v'kashali tuva. So he asks a whole bunch of questions on Rashi. He says, My area, well, what's the significance of Shema Yom Shabbos Abba? Rashi says he might die next Shabbos if we don't give him refuah this Shabbos. Well, why does Rashi have to point that out? Afilu bi echad mimos hachol nami. Let's say he'll die in one of the weekdays. I mean, what is Rashi saying that he'll die next Shabbos? The whole language of Rashi is very difficult. And then he says, and I think this is the real question that bothers our mind. This is number two. He says, Pshita. He says, what's the Hava meaning that we're not going to violate this Shabbos? We'll let him drop dead next Shabbos. Ha'afilu sofek shema yomus biyod shana. If we have a suffix, then maybe he'll die a year from now or 2 years from now. Certainly we'll violate the Shabbos. So these are the questions that the Rashash raises against Rashi objections. Based on these questions and a number of others, the Rashash gives a very amazing pshat here, which we'll hopefully try to get to a little bit later on. But first, what I'd like to do is learn the Rambam. The Rambam dedicates the entire second chapter of Hilchos Shabbos to the laws of a chola, of a sick person, and what we do for a chola on Shabbos. So the Rambam opens up Perek Beis by saying the following: Dechuya hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefashos Kishar Kol Mitzvos. Kishar Kol Mitzvos. Do you hear this, my friends? The Rambam wants us to know that just like we violate other mitzvahs, we violate the Shabbos as well. As if to say, if I understand the Rambam correctly, that there's a gevaldige chiddush here. There's something new that we wouldn't have come up with on our own. We know that every mitzvah is equal in the eyes of the Torah, and in a case of Pikuach Nefesh will docha every mitzvah of the Torah. And yet the Rambam feels that just to tell me in a general sense that for the sake of saving lives we'll violate all the mitzvahs of the Torah, that's not enough. The Rambam feels he has to go a step further. And what does he have to point out? That we could override Shabbos. Just like we override other mitzvahs, we could override the Shabbos.
Maybe not. There are three mitzvahs you can't do.
What do you say?
Maybe not. There are three cardinal mitzvahs you must give your life for. So he may have a meaning. Maybe Shabbos is the fourth one.
Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, Shalom. So I want to explain what Shalom said, but I want to quote a Rambam in order to sort of illustrate it further. The Rambam gives us a little bit of an insight at the end of Hilchos Shabbos to how severe the Shabbos is. How important is Shabbos? And the Rambam writes, this is the very last halach in Hilchos Shabbos. Keep in mind, you have 30 chapters here in Hilchos Shabbos. And at the very end of the 30th chapter, the Rambam says, HaShabbos ve'avodah zorah kol achas mishteyen shkula keneged shar kol mitzvos haTorah. He says that Shabbos and avodah zorah are both equivalent to all the mitzvos haTorah. And he goes on to wax very poetic about Shabbos. He says, Shabbos yo'os, shebein ha-kodesh baruch hu b'nei Yisrael, li'olam. He says, lefichach, therefore, he wants you to know that there's halachic significance to this upgrade of Shabbos. He says, lefichach, kol ha'over al shar mitzvos, if a person violates any of the other mitzvos haTorah, with the exception of avodah zorah and Shabbos, is harei b'chal rishei Yisrael. Okay, he's a Rasha. You know, we'll give him Malchus, and he'll do Tshuva, and we'll reinstate him into Klal Yisrael. He says, "Avol mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, hareyu ka'oved avodah zorah." And then the Rambam gives a very harsh language: "Ushneim kigoyim lechol divrayim." It's not just Rishay Yisrael. I mean, a Rasha Yisrael is considered a Yisrael, but a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia is considered like a goy. This is what we call a mumr l'chal Shabbos, is a mumr l'chal Torah kula. Again, I'm not going into issues now about, you know, our irreligious Jews today who don't know the first, they don't know beans about Shabbos. But what I'm talking about is someone who knows, and yet he's mechal Shabbos. And not only that, he does it b'far Hesia. And he has a din of mumr l'chal Torah kula. And the Rambam goes out of his way to equate him with an oved avodah zarah. And therefore his status is so severe that he's kigoy l'chol dov. You can't count him for a minion, and you can't rely on his edus. That's why I hope everybody here had the same experience as I did, growing up. What do they write on the outside of a kosher bakery?
Shomer
Shabbos. Why do they write Shomer Shabbos? Because if his Chas Shom is not a Shomer Shabbos, then you can't trust him in kashrus. So how can you eat his bread? You don't know what the... Again, today most breads are kosher anyway, but you never know what he used in his bread or when he baked the bread. In fact, there was a whole issue in New York about Sunday breads, because Sunday breads, they used the same ovens. This I'm talking 100 years ago. They used the same ovens that they used to bake the Shabbos breads. And the Sunday breads were labeled kosher. But the question is there blia? Can you use the same ovens on Sunday that you used on Shabbos?
The Jewish owners or Goyish owners?
Jewish owners. Yeah, this was, again, 100 years ago. Listen, Shalom, not everybody in New York was so frum in those days, That's why the Gedolei Yisrael didn't want people to leave Poland with all the threats, because America was called what?
Trefa Medina.
So the Trefa Medina had bakeries that would bake on Sunday for the Orthodox Jews, as small of a number as they were. But the issue was, and my Rebbe got very involved in this, actually my Rebbe's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, because they used the same ovens on Sunday that they used on Shabbos. So there are all sorts of issues in Yeridea about Maisa Shabbos, and we won't get into that. But anyway, so let's get back to our Rambam. This was Agav Urcha. I wanted to point out to you why the Rambam feels compelled to tell us that Shabbos is also overridden. We override the Shabbos for the sake of what? Of Sakonis Lefashis. You might think that since Shabbos has the same status as what? As Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah, we will not violate Avodah Zarah even for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. Right? The Gemara has cases like that of Bakol Misrapu Chutz Miatzi Asheru. We're going to let the patient die rather than violate Avodah Zarah. So Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought the same thing should apply to what? To Shabbos. And so far as Shabbos is Shkul Keneged Avodah Zarah, is Dr. Rambam, no? Is Dchui Yisrael Shabbos Pikuach Nefesh Kishar Kol Mitzvahs because of Sakonis Nefashis. Evan, you wanted to say something? I'm sorry.
Why is the work if the Jews that didn't regulate the Fakal Shabbos Varetzia and someone doesn't eat Pasuk Zerah, why is it worse to buy from the Jew than to buy from the Goy if they're eating Pasuk Zerah anyways?
Why is it worse to buy from the Jew? Because the Jew violated the Shabbos. It's a special Isur in food that was created on Shabbos through violation of Shabbos.
The
new, a brand new Isur.
Here's the din of a Goy, then. You're better than
the Bible. Din of a Goy doesn't mean that that therefore I can eat his chil, his Maisa Shabbos. That's that far we don't go. Okay, Rav Moshe. So now I just want to point out, we made a very good case for the Habamina here, but what's the Maskan? So Taka, why is it that we don't apply the same yardstick to Shabbos that we do to Avodah Zarah? And why not say that since Avodah Zarah is not Nidcheis, you can't override Avodah Zarah for the sake of Sakonis Lefashos, maybe we should apply that same principle to Shabbos? So I want to point out to you a very important Gemara. You have to turn the page here on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. This is the famous Gemara of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Alan, I just want to ask you, as a physician, did you have in your lifetime, and I'm asking a naive question, but occasion to violate Shabbos for Bikkur Nefesh? Well, no, you're not in that field. My son is in that field. My son is in... What did he say?
I didn't because I avoided it.
Oh, you avoided it. Oh, I see what you're saying. You avoided it because they were non-Jewish patients, or what?
No,
or even for Jewish patients?
No, I avoided by always off on Shabbos.
Okay. All right. But here's the question.
No, actually, I did. I actually had a problem where I was. Angiogram took a lot longer than I expected, and it ran into Shabbos.
Shabbos, so you can't just drop in the middle.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, that would be very fun. So the reason I asked Alan this question is because many, many physicians, and not only physicians, but regular amcha, rank and file citizens, they are boggled by the following question. According to pure halacha, we violate the Shabbos in order to save what kind of life?
Jewish.
A Jewish life, not for a non-Jewish life. Again, I'm not talking about Mishum Eva and the whole bit, but leave out that for a second. Just in pure theory, this is theoretical, not practical. So no one should walk out of here and... But on an emotional level, how do we justify that? So I'm not here to justify that. This is not, Zeres HaKosuvi. This is not apologetics. But we should be aware of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Because I think, again, this has nothing to do with the Shia today. So just don't for Tishkat. But I think Rav Shimon ben Manasseh sheds a whole other light on this whole concept of violating the Shabbos for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. And let's see if we can find Rav Shimon Manasseh here on Daf Pehei Amid Beis. It's very convenient that it's right here in Masechta Yuma. You would expect this to be Masechta Shabbos, then we have to schlep in another Masechta this year. So Rav Shimon Manasseh Omer, what's the basis for violating the Shabbos for the sake of Chil Shabbos, for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh? He says, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael sa'Shabbos. Very interesting. This pasuk commands us to do what? To observe the Shabbos, right? And he's using this pasuk to violate the Shabbos. Just watch the way this works. It's a very interesting move. Amra Torah. What is the Torah telling me? Chalel love Shabbos. Now he's going to tell me that in the Shabbos of Nesel Shabbos state as without Mechal Zayin the Shabbos. That's what it says in the pasuk. How could it be? So there's a very famous statement of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. You're all familiar with it. Is Chal Olav Shabbos Achas Kidei Sheyishmar Shabbosos Harbi. In other words, the Torah, according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, makes what I would call a pragmatic decision here. And we want to maximize the Kiyum of Shabbos, the observance of Shabbos. So what we'll do is, in this case, we're going to forfeit one Shabbos for the sake of many Shabbosos. Again, how this pans out in the case of someone who we have reason to believe he's not going to fulfill the Shabbos, or he's not going to be well enough to fulfill the Shabbos, whatever it might be, is a different question. But just to understand the concept. Yeah, George.
For the sake of someone else's future Shabbos.
Well, again, this is going to be another issue. Who's actually doing the Chil Shabbos? But whatever it is, in the ultimate calculation of things, when we weigh it on a seesaw, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says, it's worth our while. This is called... The means justify the ends. No, I should say the other way around. The ends justify the means. Usually we say the ends don't justify the means. Here's a case where the ends justify the means. It's worth it to violate one Shabbos for the sake of many Shabbosos.
Good. Is that also to redeem a captive is the same concept?
Yeah, probably would come under the same concept if you're violating the Shabbos. I don't know what violations you're involved in redeeming a captured person. Yeah. But what we're saying is that this person, if you don't violate the Shabbos, what's going to happen to him? He's going to die. If he dies, there's no more Shabbos for this person. So if you're going to count the ultimate number of Shabbosos, that'll exist in the world, that'll be fulfilled in the world, then you maximize it by violating one Shabbos. We'll violate one Shabbos and forfeit that Shabbos for the sake of many Shabbosos. Now, if that be the case, I can go back to my original question. Why does Shabbos get pushed aside for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh when Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is not pushed aside for the sake, even for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh? The answer is, Shabbos is not pushed aside for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. That's wrong. According to Rav Shimon Manasseh, we are working with the wrong premise. We think that Pikuach Nefesh is superior to Shabbos. That's not true. Shabbos is superior to Pikuach Nefesh. We will give up a Nefesh B'Yisrael for the sake of Shabbos. But what's superior to Shabbos?
More Shabbos.
Many Shabbos. It's all a question of gauging many Shabbos against one Shabbos.
This is not individual Kiyum Shabbos, this is global Kiyum Shabbos.
Well, you're right. I mean, I don't know if I should, in every single case, in every individual case, do I have to, check out, how many Shabbos is still this and how many this. He's not saying that, but he's saying the concept. You see, the Torah says V'chaimahem. And the question is, should we apply V'chaimahem to override Shabbos? So conceptually, according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, it's worth it to apply V'chaimahem to override the Shabbos, but not because V'chaimahem and his nefesh is superior to the Shabbos, but because Shabbos is superior to Shabbos, meaning many Shabbos also superior to one Shabbos. And that's a global concept, as you said before.
The chayla themselves may not be mechal Shabbos, it's the people who are attending to the chayla who are being mechal.
Correct, but again, from the perspective of I'm being mechal Shabbos to save someone, it's worth it, says Rav Shimon Asya, to save all those future Shabbosos that will be observed, even if it means forfeiting my little Shabbos. So Rav Bose, again, does everybody see why I'm quoting this Gemara? I mean, first of all, because it's the next after Yuma, but secondly, because I think it sheds light on the maskon of the Rambam, meaning that despite the Hava meaning that we should equate Shabbos with Avodah Zarah, we're going to override the Shabbos for the sake of Nefashos, but only because Shabbos is going to, the future Kiyum of Shabbosos will be observed. But Rav Bose, I want to point out something else that I find absolutely fascinating in this statement of Rav Shim ben Manas. Does anybody want to say anything? You know, the fact that he quotes the pasuk v'shavu v'nei Yisrael sashabes chalel olam sashabes is a paradox. On the one hand, he's quoting a pasuk that says observe the Shabbos, right? V'shavu v'nei Yisrael sashabes. On the other hand, he's saying to be mechal the Shabbos. What conclusion do I have to derive in order to reconcile that lechora contradiction?
You can't keep it if you're dead.
No. I need a lumdisher conclusion here. You know, I need something very abstract, very conceptual.
I'll still
touch it about. Just formulate a sentence. I mean,
no, shomru doesn't mean stam to observe the Shabbos. It means that you have a shmira on Shabbos. Shabbos was given to you. You're like a shomer on it. And you
started good, Dr. Allen, but then you went off a little more. Again, what am I trying to drive at here? What do you see from Rav Shimon ben Asi?
Shem was plural.
You're a well-trained Vriska Lamdin, so I know you're going to give me the answer that I'm looking for. Go ahead. I put you on the spot now, right? Put you on the hot seat.
To maintain, to preserve.
Well, start from violating the Shabbos. What do you see from Rav Shimon ben Asi about violating the Shabbos in the case of Bikkur Nefesh? What do you derive from Rav Shimon ben Asi? A radical conclusion. Namely what?
You're saying what?
That itself is a kiyum of Shabbos. Do you see that? It's a mind-boggling concept. I'll give an example. Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but mushal, just a mushal of my domedovet. You know, just a mushal in Dovetishka. The Yerushalmi says that if a Kohen passes the Aron of one of his seven relatives, and he refuses to touch the Aron, you know, to help with the Aron, we push him against the Aron. So my Rebbe Rav Salvech used to say that you see that the fact that a Kohen is Metame Lezayin Krovim is not just a heter, it's a kiyum. It's a mitzvah. You know, sometimes we think that if X overrides Y, then we are overriding Y, we're violating Y, but we do it for the sake of X. So we're overriding. But essay dochalosa, so you know, for the sake of an essay, we'll violate the losa. So sometimes it's not a matir, but it's what? It's a kiyum. And what we see from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, which I never would have dreamt of, is that violating the Shabbos for a chole is not a violation of the Shabbos. It's not a matir. You know, we're overlooking the. It's a kiyum. How do I know it's a kiyum? Because v'shamu v'nei Yisrael sashabbos.
It's a kiyum.
And that's, I think, a very important point. Let's go back now to our sugya on Daf Pei Daf.
If two people that can be Mechal Shabbos to save a life, they should fight for the honor.
Absolutely. And we're going to see the Rambam Shita about who's going to win the honor to be Mechal Shabbos. There's a whole hierarchy of who's to go. Against Tosis. I mean, Tosis is going to have interpret the word Gadol as someone who's passed by mitzvah. The Rambam says Gadol means he's a Chacham v'Yisrael. But let's not... I have a Seder here and I want to develop my thoughts because otherwise I'll get very confused. Alright. Let's take a look now in the Rambam in Halacha Beis. And now we're getting back to our sugi. Amdu biyom ha-shabbos shutzarech lekach. He needs the following medication, medical treatment. Shmona yom for 8 days. Ein omrim, says the Rambam, namtin ad ha'erev, kidei shalo l'chalel of shtei shabbosos, why don't we minimize the damage, wait till Motzi Shabbos, and then count 8 days from Motzi Shabbos, and then you violate how many shabbosos? Only one. Why violate two? Says the Rambam, Ella, but rather maschilim mehayom shu shabbos. umechalin olav afilu mea shabbosos kol zman shu tzarech v'yesh bo sakona o sofik sakona mechal. Okay, there are many different things going on in this Rambam, but let's focus our attention on the fact that the Rambam is saying that in this case where they evaluate that he needs 8 days of treatment, we're not going to postpone the treatment for the first day, meaning the first Shabbos, in order to reduce the damage. We're going to violate what? Two Shabbosos, and begin the treatment on Shabbos itself. Okay. So I want to understand what is going on over here. Alright? Let's just reiterate what Rashi says, and the Rashash is cash on Rashi. Rashi says that, you know what, if we postpone the treatment on the first day, which is Shabbos, he may die by next Shabbos. Okay, the Rashash says, if that be the case, Pshito my kamashmol, and you're not telling me anything. If the guy will die 100 years from now, we have to violate the Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't mention any of this. But let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Did you bring the Mishnah Berurah in? You have one? Okay, if you have one, I'll borrow it from you. I'll give it right back. It's right here in Shin. You have the thing here, Mitch?
Shin Chavchet.
Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by a stira, which he thinks L'chora is a stira, until he answers the stira, in the Mechaber himself. The Mechaber says, in Shin Chavchet, Siv Dalet, that as a general rule, an internal injury, a makashal cholol, is, we assume that that's called pikuach nefesh. And we violate the Shabbos, there are no bekiyim here, there are no experts, physicians, to evaluate the situation, and therefore osim lo kol, shirigilin lasos lo b'chol. Aval. Okay, let's emphasize the word aval. Right? Aval. Kishayodim umakirim the oso choli. We have some experts who recognize the disease, and they know that what? No, fakir. They know that what?
He's not
alive. He'll survive it. Is therefore mamtinin the ein tzarchil. We don't need to be mechal Shabbos. Mamtinin halacha v'abtana. Wait till after Shabbos. Again, it's only if we know that there's no pikuach nefesh, no loss here. Now we fast forward to Sif Yudalef Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakona. Now keep in mind, in Sif Dalet we're talking Makashal Chol. Makashal Chol tolerates Hamtana, but he is also by definition in a Makashal Chol a sakana case, just that we don't need to violate the Shabbos now, we can wait till after Shabbos. That's a din of Antona. And then Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, again, I'm very interested, not so much in the Mechaber, but in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Chol sheyesh bo sakana, shamdu biyom haShabbos, shetzorach lasos l'refu yudu, sheyesh bo meleches chil Shabbos, shmoni yomim, ein omrim namtin ad halayla, v'nimtza Shelo l'chalol olav, or shelo chilol olav, shelo l'chalol olav, ela Shabbos achas. There's no need to violate more than one Shabbos. El yasu miyad, achol pishim chalolav, shtei Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't understand. He says, we just finished saying that if we know that we can tolerate waiting it until after Shabbos, then we postpone it until after Shabbos. That was the case in Sif Dalet of Makar Sheshbo Cholol. And here, the Mechaber says, we're not going to wait. We're going to violate this Shabbos. We could have waited and violated one Shabbos instead of two. Sakta Mishnah Berurah. This is Sifkat and Lamed Beis. Ein Omrim Namkin V'ein Stira. There's no contradiction. Lehada Sof Sif Dalid Tahasam Halo Mairi Shiodea Umakir Shal Yidea Amtenoso Ado Erev Lo Yagia Shum Reusa Lachol Masha Enkein Hocho. So I want to call your attention to those last four words, Masha Enkein Hocho. The Mishnah Berurah is saying the following. Anybody want to summarize this Mishnah Berurah for me? Has the Mishnah Berurah reconciled Sif Dalet, which says we have to postpone till after Shabbos so that we don't violate Shabbos? And here in Sif Yud Aleph, we will not wait till after Shabbos.
Mitch? He says they're not going to lose anything by waiting because he's not going to get
where?
In
Sif Dal.
But here, if you don't start the treatment now, he's going to deteriorate a little bit or whatever.
He's going to deteriorate. No? If he's going to deteriorate, so truth be told, I think we're back to Rashi again, which is okay. You know, it's not so bad if the Mishnah Berurah wants to rely and stand on the shoulders of Rashi. But I have the words of the Rashash ringing in my ears over here. Pshita my kamashmon. The Mechaber is telling me that if we don't administer this medical treatment today on Shabbos, then he might deteriorate. I mean, that's exactly what Pikuach Nefesh is all about. That is Safek Pikuach Nefesh. So Pshita my kamashmon. In other words, we've just finished establishing in Sif Dalet that there's halacha of Hamtana. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's because we know for sure that there's no loss. There's no additional life-threatening situation. But here, there may be a life-threatening situation if we don't administer the medical... No, so again, so what have you told me? What chiddush have you told me? You have a situation where the patient might... We might lose the patient if we don't give him the refuah on Shabbos. So you're telling me that I should violate the Shabbos? That exactly the halacha, pikuach nefesh, safek pikuach nefesh. The Gemara has a case we didn't get to yet, maybe we'll get to it next week, where you have a gal that falls on a human body, 9 out of 10 chances that he's not Jewish, 1 out of 10 that he's Jewish, and we'll violate the Shabbos. I mean, it does, and if we're 100 people, 99 were Canadian, we would do the same thing. So Rabosai, I want to present to you, if I can return this Mishnah Berurah to you, the following thesis. That the Rambam is saying something totally different, and I think the Mechaber is saying something totally different. And that is the following. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, let's go back to the basics, Techuya hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefashos. What does that mean? I want to offer two possibilities and tell me which one do you think fits into the language of the Rambam better. Are we focusing our attention on the Maisa Melacha? This Maisa Melacha, insofar as it's an Avera on Shabbos, is Nidches. We're going to be Docha, the Maisa Melacha, the Avera Samalacha. Or is the Alach of Dechia Chal on the Shabbos itself? What does it say? The Shabbos itself is Nidches. And I'll give you an example of what I have in mind. The Rush quotes arrived, but just give me one more second. So again, what we're suggesting is the following. That if we're going to violate the Shabbos, no matter what, because again, how many days of treatment does he need?
Eight.
He needs a minimum of 8. So the math is very clear here. There's got to, if there's only 7 days, so one Shabbos within every 8 days. So we're going to violate the Shabbos. Is if the Dechia is Chal on the Avera or the Melach of Shabbos, then the question is very pressing. In the case of 8 days, why not minimize the damage and wait till after Shabbos, after you made Avdullah, and then treat him with the refuah that violates the Shabbos? And just 1 second, Shalom. And then you reduce the Chil Shabbos from what?
2 to 1.
From 2 to 1. The answer is that what's unique about this case of 8 days is that by definition I know that what? That Shabbos lends itself to Dechia. Meaning there's going to be a mechanism here called Dechia Shabbos. No matter what. Even if I postpone the medical treatment until after Shabbos, we will be Docha Shabbos. Because not the first Shabbos, but certainly the second Shabbos. So the Rambam says, Dechuye hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefashos. And it doesn't matter how many Shabbosos. Once there's halacha of Dechuye hi Shabbos, because what do I have in front of me? I have a Chol Sheish Bo Sakona. The Shabbos itself lends itself to Dechia. What does that mean? The Shabbos itself lends itself to Dechia. So let's open up the Rush at the end of the Sechta Yuma. And the Rush quotes a Raivid. The Raivid was asked the following question. You have a chola and he has to eat meat. Unfortunately, there's no kosher meat around. But there's non-kosher meat around. So the Raivid was asked, what should I do? I could feed him nevela, or I could shecht an animal and feed him kosher meat. What would you have said, Rabosa, if you were sitting in the Ravid's position? I mean, give me just a knee-jerk response. Don't try to outthink me and say, oh, if I'm asking you the question, then I have to say the opposite answer. You know? It's like, you know, the Rogachev used to send Shilas to Rabbi Simcha in Dvids, and he always used to tell the person who asked the question, whatever Rabbi Simcha says, you do just the opposite. Okay, you have to know about the Rogachev to appreciate that. In any event, so again, they asked the Ravid, what should you do in this case of a chol sheish bach sapchana? The only basa, the only meat that we could feed him is the vela. So what would you say?
Give him the
vela. Give him the vela. I mean, my gosh, you're violating the Issa the vela, so what? No. Says the Ravid, we're going to shecht an animal for him. Why? He says, cave unto Iser Shabbos kfar nitan lidchas. He's a cholish yesh bo sakana, and we could violate the Shabbos. For example, he says, Havara, Odishal, Mecham lo chamin. Right, we're going to violate various malachas for the sake of this chola. So therefore, he says, you're already violating the Shabbos, violating Eason as far as what? Shechit is concerned. Don't give him the vela, shech the animal. So you see something unbelievable from this rifle, that the halach of dechia is not on the Maisa Vera, but it's on what?
Shabbos.
On the Shabbos. The Ravid is saying that since this Shabbos is given to Dechia, and he gives you various examples, because you have in front of you a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana, then I can be Docha any violation of Shabbos. This Shabbos is completely Nidches. And if I put this into the Rambam, look at the Rambam's language here. At the end of Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Chlolo Shel Davar. Do you see that? Shabbos legabe chol sheyesh bo sakana, hareyu kechol lechol advarim shu tzarech lahem. For anything that could help him, says the Rambam, the Shabbos is like chol. It means that the dechia is chal on the Shabbos itself. Does anybody have a question on me? Now I'm waiting for a question.
Why do we minimize what we...
Oh, why not minimize? Instead of, okay, you're saying Shabbos is nitan lidchos. So Bishlam, I understand the Rav is saying this Shabbos has to be nidches because I'm going to have to cook for him, I'm going to have to turn on the fire for him, and so forth and so on. But that's only as far as one Shabbos. That's where the Rav says Shabbos is nidches. But the Rambam is going one major step further. The Rambam is saying that once Shabbos is nidches, then all Shabbos are nidches. Once I have a chol sheish bo sakana, instead of violating what? One Shabbos, I violate two Shabbosos. You hear the question? Okay, so let's go slow. What we're saying is the following. The Rambam is saying you have a chol that needs 8 days of tipul, right? So instead of waiting till after Shabbos, and the Rambam doesn't blink about, you know, any loss or any danger, any threat, he doesn't have this whole rashi business. The Rambam says, nay, that Shabbos is Nidches, and if Shabbos is Nidches, we're going to start the treatment on the first day of the 8 days, namely on Shabbos. So I ask you the following question, alright, I'll grant you that Shabbos is Nidches. But which Shabbos is Nidches? The Shabbos that I need to violate for one in one form or another, that Shabbos is Nidches. And now I can apply the Ravid's principle that one Shabbos is Nidches, I'm going to do all the averis that are meaningful, and I'm going to violate every single malacha. It doesn't matter because Shabbos is Nidches. That's only when Bamid Vermum does the Ravid say that Shabbos is Nidches. That's only because I'm going to be Docha this Shabbos. But in the case of the 8 days, I know that I'm going to be Docha the second Shabbos. I don't know that I'm going to be Docha the first Shabbos. So how do I have the right to say that Shabbos is Nidches, not only as far as the second Shabbos is concerned, but even as far as the first Shabbos is concerned? That's what I don't understand in the Rambam. I don't understand in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling me a Chiddush. And our Sugi is telling me a big Chiddush. Our Sugi is telling me, even though I can postpone the Chol Shabbos on the first Shabbos of the two, at no loss to the Chol, nevertheless I will violate the Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is Nidches. Yeah, that's great. That's a big Chiddush. But if Shabbos is Nidches because this Shabbos is Nidches, what's it got to do with next Shabbos? Meaning, if there were only 6 days of Tipul that were necessary, I would have to apply the principle of Hamtana. Because I would say that if he needs 6 days of care, I'm going to wait till after Shabbos. I'm going to implement the 6 days, and then I'll have no chilul Shabbos. Says the Rambam, in that case, you have to apply the principle of Hamtan. He's a chol sheish bo sakana. He needs 6 days. We don't lose anything, and no Shabbos will be violated. But once I jump from 6 to 8, I have a guarantee that I'll violate the Shabbos. So the Rambam is Shabbos is nidches. But wait a minute. I understand that Shabbos is nidches as far as the second Shabbos is concerned. And then I can apply the Raivin and start shechting for him if need be. You know, I'm just giving you an example. But why is Shabbos nidches as far as the first Shabbos is concerned? Just because it's nidches for the second Shabbos doesn't mean, therefore, ipso facto, it should be nidches for the first Shabbos. You with me? You look confused.
Actually, sure. How
I'm very excited about this.
No, why
yeah, got it.
What's the Metzius?
The Metzius is he needs 8 days of Tipur.
Okay.
So one Shabbos is going to go down the tubes. Because this Tipur requires Chil Shabbos.
Okay.
So like an Andrew. Okay. Well, an Andrew is not really a Tipur.
What was this thing that you said it had to be the same?
Yeah, no, it could be. Yeah, you put a stent in. Right. My mistake. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, what's the Hechrech that it's got to be the second Shabbos?
It's 8 days. So he needs 8 continuous days of this Tipur, the nature of which violates one of the laws of Shabbos. So by definition, you're going to violate one Shabbos. Comes on the Rambam, and he says, you know what? Normally we have a din of Hamtana which says wait till after Shabbos. Why violate the Shabbos if nothing is law? Says around the din of Hamtana is completely undermined. We're going to violate the first Shabbos as well as the second Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is nidches eitzel pikuach nefesh. Shabbos itself has no kedusha to it. The Rambam says hareyu ki yom achol. So I say hareyu ki yom achol. That's good. I understand that. But by Nedvarim, when is Shabbos Kiyom Chol? When is the Shabbos Nidches, the Dechiyas Chal on the Shabbos itself? That's only when this Shabbos must be violated for the sake of the Cholah. But that's good for the second Shabbos, at the end of the 8 day period. But why does the Rambam apply it to the first Shabbos, at the beginning of the 8 day period? So, Rabosai, what conclusion do you derive from it? I'm trying to push you to a mathematical conclusion. Evan, you have something to say?
No, I think I learned this from you that Shabbos is one entity.
Exactly. That all the Shabbosos, according to Rambam, form one entity. This is one major step beyond the Raivin. The Raivin is willing to say that for the sake of a Chola, the entire Shabbos, once there's a Chalos Dechia on the Shabbos, the entire Shabbos is subject to Dechia. But the Raivin's not willing to say that you can jump from one Shabbos to the other. The Rambam sees in front of him all the Shabbos in the future. It's all one entity. And the only thing that I found that would support this Rambam is the Minchas Chinuch. He doesn't talk about our discussion. But the Minchas Chinuch says something unbelievable in Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if I violate half of a malacha, a chatzis shir malacha on one Shabbos, and another half of a malacha on another Shabbos, I'm chayav a chatos. Pilei po, what do you see from the Minchas Chinuch?
That
all the Shabbos and Amitz Tarfos to one entity. It's not that each Shabbos is a separate entity, independent in Ireland in time, as we say unto itself, but that all Shabbos merge into one entity, and therefore, if I violate half of Malach on one Shabbos and a half Malach on the other, I'm Chai V'chatos. Is the Rambam didn't know of this Minchas Chinuch? I don't think. But the Rambam conceptualized the same ideas of Minchas Chinuch. Is Memela? I understand the Rashash. The Rashash is going to argue with Rashi. He's going to say, Rashi, what you're telling me, my Kamashan Pshita. If I wait till after Shabbos, then the Chol is going to die, right? So and he's going to die next Shabbos. Okay, so that's a confusion in Rashi. But if he's going to die, so what have you told me? Of course you have to violate the Shabbos. So he won't die now. He'll die 8 days from now. What difference does it make? But the answer is no. If you postpone the treatment till Motzi Shabbos in this case, the Chol will live. Chai v'kayim will be healthy. We'll start the 8 days after Shabbos. We'll violate the next Shabbos and we won't violate the first Shabbos. Kamashmo on the Kiddush is that we're going to violate the first Shabbos. Why does the violation of the second Shabbos impact on the first Shabbos? The answer is because Shabbos d'chuyahi. If we were counting malachos, if we were looking at every individual ma'isa malacha, then the logic here doesn't even get off the ground. How could you do a ma'isa malacha today because you could be doch in next Shabbos? Doesn't matter. The answer is that the halacha of d'chuyahi is chal on what? on Shabbos, on the Shabbos itself. Rabbosai, why is the halakh of Dechiyah Chal on the Shabbos? Why does the Rambam say Dechuyah he Shabbos Eitzel Sarkonis Nefashos? No? No, just quote a pasuk, Rabbosai. The Rambam learned the halacha of Rav Shimon ben Menasya, and the halacha of Rav Shimon ben Menasya is that Sarkonis Nefashos is not what? It's not a heter, but rather it's a kiyum. That's my kiyum. Through violating the Shabbos for the sake of pikuach nefesh, I make the Shabbos. I observe the Shabbos. I fulfill the Shabbos. It's like the Rambam says, the halacha of violating the Shabbos is not chal on the malacha. It's chal on the Shabbos itself. The kiyum of kedusha Shabbos in its full-fledged form is through violating the Shabbos. Chilula hu kiyuma. Isn't that a beautiful idea? Are you ready to dash?
No, you're going to say, I opened up on Shabbos, Dovid Nisharim, and I said, I'm having a... your father's...
What's it called when you have this?
Your father was a Darshan Shaldashadim. His son is carrying the flag further.
Alvai.
You'd want to.
Deja vu, it's called. Cool. That's French, right?
Yeah.
I don't know a word of French.
If it's a kiyum, you actually
la plume.
You'd want to start now because you get the scar of being Shomer Shabbos.
Correct. So now I have an opportunity to be Mekayim Shabbos, Shomer Yom Shabbos. The Shabbos itself is a different Shabbos. But both say, let's read the Rambam's language here. The Rambam is very careful. First of all, he opens up by saying, Dechuyahi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefashos. It means we're talking about not some din of violating Averis, but we're talking about not the Malacha, but the Shabbos itself. In fact, what's the language of Rav Shimon ben Menasya about Pehei Mibbeis? Chalel Olam Shabbos Harbin. We want the Chilul Shabbos. Rabbosai, if you have the Rambam, fast forward for a moment to Halach Yiral. In the same pair. Again, we can't go through Halach Yiral because we don't know the sugyas. They're all here in Yuma. It's all about Yoledes and Achaya. These are women who are about to give birth and what we do for them. And the Rambam writes, Kol She'efshel L'shanos M'shanino. There's halacha in Melech Shabbos that if you do the shinui, it's also called kalacha yad, like a righty uses his left hand or vice versa, is then it's not chilul Shabbos. So the Rambam says that when we're dealing with this chaya who's in the process of birth, we should try to do all the melechas b'shinui. Fekta Magid Mishnah, why did the Rambam wake up in halacha yad aleph to tell me that we should do the melacha b'shinui? Why did the Rambam tell me this at the beginning of the parak when he deals with Safek Pikuch Nefesh? Do it b'shinui. Says the Magid Mishnah, an unbelievable chiddush. It's towards the end of this long Magid Mishnah. He says, Milosh Rabbeinu Nireh, She'ein Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana B'chlal HaShinui. There's no din of shinui with regard to Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. That's why the Rambam deliberately omitted it. El B'chaya. It's a separate halach in Chaya. And he goes on to explain why Chaya doesn't have the status of a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, because, you know, he says, how many women die at childbirth? Okay, that's I don't want to get into that, but he the Magid Mishnah is of the opinion that it's less than 1 in 1,000 women will die at childbirth. This is nature, and that's the way she's going to give birth. So he says, but when it comes to a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, the man is ill, there's no din of shinui, according to the Rambam. Rabbosai, why is there no din of shinui? I don't get it. The Rambam says, Dechuya, let's go back to Halacha Aleph. These are the holy words for today. Dechuya hi Shabbos, Eitzel Sakonis Nefashos. Says the Kesef Mishnah, why does the Rambam deliberately use the word Dechuya as opposed to what? Take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, Hutra. Many Rishonim hold Hutra. The Rambam holds Dechuya, meaning before you start medical treatment, decide that it's going to have some positive impact on him. That if you don't do this medical treatment, he might die. At least there's a possibility of dying. That's called Dechuya. Hutra means, you know what? Don't even ask any questions. Don't even consult with the doctors. Hutra, you got a choler. Do everything. Who cares? If he has to smoke a cigarette, give him a cigarette to smoke. I don't know what. That's called Hutra. But the Rambam says Dechuya. No, if the Rambam holds Dechuya, love a freaking Akasha, the Magid Mishnah says that there's no requirement to Shinui. I don't get it. How do you reconcile this Magid Mishnah with the opening line in the Rambam that sets the entire tone for the Halach of Chol Shabbos? The Rambam says Dechuya. And I guess the Mishnah builds Tili Tilim on this Rambam of Dechuya. He compares it to Tumah Hutra Mitzimah, Tumah Dechuya Mitzimah, all 9 yards. What's it all about? Why shouldn't you require shinui? And what's the answer of Osai? Because the mitzvah is to do what? To be machal Shabbos. The mitzvah is to be machal Shabbos. If you do it b'shinui, there's no chol Shabbos. Chilua zuhi kiyuma. The shmir Shabbos is a result of the fact that you're machal Shabbos. The Chil Shabbos itself is the key of Shabbos. The Sharu Vnei Yisrael Sa Shabbos. So Shinu is not the way to go, because Shinu means there was no key of the Sharu Vnei Yisrael Sa Shabbos, because the key of the Sharu Vnei Yisrael is through Chil Shabbos. And now we're going to come back to Shalom's question about who should get first dibs to be Machal Shabbos in order to be Mekayim the Shabbos. So the Rambam, Kisha osim dvar ma'elu, this halacha gimel, ein osin oson lo al yidei goyim. Rabbi, I don't get it. I got an expert physician, and he's a guy. He's you know, here in this country, it's like, you know, I don't want to say something that I should, you know, it's not politically correct, but like, they're taking over the, I don't know if you know what's going on here, but they, it's unreal. Okay, nothing against them. They're very good physicians. Okay, fine. So I have two options. I got a Jewish physician, and I got a Goyish physician. So to Rambam, who's going to tend to this chole? The Jew, why? The answer is because v'shom ruvin Yisrael Shabbos. A guy has no v'shom ruvin Yisrael Shabbos. His act is not called kiyum Shabbos. He cannot be mekayim Shabbos. V'lo al yidei ktanim, v'lo al yidei avodim, v'lo al yidei noshim. Ella, I'm skipping a few words deliberately for pedagogical reasons, but you could read them. They're not classified information. Ella yidei gdolei Yisrael v'chachameihem. Let's take a look at the sugya now in Yuma on the same page that we're on. Peidalad amid beis. The Ein Osin, it's about, in the wide lines, it's about line 7 or so. Ein Osin dvar malo lo yidei nochrim v'lo yidei kusim. Ella yidei gdolei Yisrael. El al yidei gdolei Yisrael.
The Rambam says the reason for that is that you shouldn't treat Shabbos lightly.
Correct. I'm going to get right back to that in a second, Alan. I think you're probably guessing what I'm about to say, but I just want to tell you how everybody and their uncle learns this Gemara. El al yidei gdolei Yisrael. Everybody but the Rambam. El al yidei gdolei Yisrael. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, I don't have it here. If you have it here, look it up. I think I put it on the Maamar Kohos, did I not? Or maybe I didn't. Thank you. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says that Gedolei Yisrael, he tells you to look at Taisvus, says Taisvus here at the top toast on Pei Dalet Amid Beis. What's going on here? Just one second. Okay, he says that the guy is not going to do a good job. The Yavoli Day Sakana. But what's Gedolei Yisrael? So the Mishnah Berurah says Gedolei Yisrael. It's based on the Machaber. It's in this. Did we? Okay. Did somebody have
a Mishnah Berurah?
I'm just saying, Avi, do me a favor. Find the Machaber if you can. Shin Chav Ches. Anyway, so what does the Mishnah Berurah say? We'll get to it in a minute. That what's Gedolei Yisrael? Gedolei v'lo k'tan. Gedolei v'lo k'tan. What's he worried about? Medical treatment. Because if he's a cotton, maybe he won't do the best job medically. That's not the Rambam's pshat. How do I know that that's not the Rambam's pshat? Because the Rambam adds one word. Chachameyem. So I don't get it. A guy is a chacham. He's a big Talmud chacham. So I'm in the hospital. So you know what? Let's give this Talmud Chacham the chance to be Machal Shabbos. It does that sound a little weird?
Isn't it equal? And then you take the Chacham.
Good. But I'm just saying, why does the Rambam want... What's the Chal Shem Chacham? I understand you have a Shailin Halacha. You want to go to a Chacham. You know, yesterday somebody asked me whether Shemitah is going to cancel his Chov Tetzdaka for my Six Sofer. Okay, fine. First of all, it's next year Shemitah, not this year. Secondly, Shemitah doesn't cancel Tetzdaka. Don't get any... Nobody here should get the wrong impressions, you know. And if you have any doubts, I'll Rabbi Weiss will surely tell you that. So anyway, there is no halacha of of Chachma Yisrael. You want to ask a Shaila and Halacha, you know Chachma Yisrael, the Rabbi's name, to violate the Shabbos for a Chacham Yisrael. Again, if all things are equal, give it to the Chacham. And what's the answer? Says the Rambam, now we go backwards. Let's go backwards to the words that I skipped. The Rambam says, Kidei shelo tehe Shabbos kala be'ene. What is the Rambam doing? The Rambam has in the back of his mind a comparison. Right? We have this situation of a chole sheish bo sakonan Shabbos. Okay? What would be the balance? What would be the other case? A chole sheish bo sakonan vis-a-vis what? All the mitzvos HaTorah. Right? Nevela, treifa, whatever it might be. Says the Rambam, with regard to all other mitzvos HaTorah, what are you going to do? What's your policy? What is the halachic policy towards pikuach nefesh with regard to every other mitzvah or isur in the Torah with the exception of the Shabbos?
Get a guy.
No. The Rambam is going to say, limited. You have a cotton, you have a guy, you have an effet, you know.
Oh, good. I got you.
Says the Rambam, Shabbos is different because if you're going to do the same thing on Shabbos, then kala be'inecha, then Shabbos, you're equating Shabbos with all the other Yisroel. How do we upgrade the Shabbos to the highest level? Shomer Yom Shabbos l'kach. That this pikuach nefesh, and when we administer all that we need, that itself is a key of Shabbos. Says the Rambam, if you're going to start running around looking for Kanan and looking for Abadim and Noshim and all sorts of other goyim individuals, the Rambam says that you're equating Shabbos with all the other Yisurim in the Torah. The Rambam says that makes Shabbos kala beinecha. You have to understand, says the Rambam, that the Yisod HaDavar, violating the Shabbos for the sake of a chol, is not a violation of the Shabbos. That's a kiyum of Shabbos. We need the chil Shabbos in order to be makarim the Shabbos. So who's going to get, who's our first candidate, first dibs at being Makai in the midst of Shomer Yom Shabbos Lekacha? Who's going to understand that what he's doing is not a filled Shabbos, but he understands that what he's doing is a kiyum of Shabbos? The answer is a Gadol Chacham Yisrael. He's the one who's going to appreciate that what? That he's being Makai in the Shabbos through that filled Shabbos. Okay, Rabbosai,
I just want to
go ahead.
When I was here during Milchemet Yom Kippur, when I was volunteering, we volunteered in the Shar Tzedek, so they needed to send, I told them before, they needed to send cars to pick up doctors and nurses. And I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, Zetzal, that send out only a person who shomer Shabbos. He didn't want anybody just stomping like,
because maybe his key of
violating
the Shabbos is really Shmira Shabbos.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't have necessarily said the same thing, but
whatever.
Let me just see about how many things I left out.
No,
well, I'll wish everyone a Shana Tova in case I don't see you, a good Bet Yor, and Slicha Mechila. You know, if I ever cut you off or anything, you know my style. I get a little tense. You know, that's the way I am. I'm working on it. So everyone should have a good convention year. It should really be a great year for all of us.
Good.
I just wanted to answer Alan's question.
Yeah, you want to see what Ashley said? I misunderstood.
No, I thought you had a question.
I misunderstood.
You know,
I misunderstood.
Let's read the Ravid inside. He says,
"The next."
I thought that was my focus between the Rambam and the Ravid.
Next Monday, the day of Songada.
So first he quotes the Yesh Omrim. These were the questioners, the questioners. How do you say it? Mimutav sheyavar hu alav dinavela mishyavar achel ma'isuski leheshiv. And the Rambam answers, no, that's not right. He says ki isur Shabbos kvar nitan lichos ba'avara u'mivishol u'bechama. So if you take a look for a second, how did I get to this Rambam from the Rashash?
I read it from the Rashash.
look at the Ravid itself, I look at the Rashash.
Yeah, in the Ravid it's actually a little bit more confusing that he says it here. But Rosh Kosov Pirkin the same Ravid, the Gam Mida Osid Shabbos Lichos, Lachem Akdimim Umachalim Afilu Shef Shabalo Chilo.
Right.
So he says, you see that there's a din of Shabbos, that the Shabbos itself is Nitam Mikos. So a lot of people ask, you know, how could the Rambam say that we're going to violate Shabbos instead of waiting till Motzei Shabbos, the Rambam holds the Chuyah?
Right.
The answer is there's no stira. Because the Rambam holds the Chuyah when you're asking the question whether or not to be Docha Shabbos.
Yeah, I heard
right?
that. I heard your
Once we know we have to be Docha Shabbos, then the Rambam holds that Shabbos is Kechol Lechol Dofer.
The problem I have is when here you have what is the hefter altogether for Chilul Shabbos on this? If you just to use the word Chilul Shabbos on this,
yeah.
Is to save the chayla. Yeah, you got to keep your eye on the ball.
Right,
the eye on the ball is to save the chayla. When I can save this chayla with nevela, why should I have somebody else do Mechalul Shabbos? Because he's not actually saving when he shechs the behemah. He's not saving the chayla. What he's doing is allowing the chayla to eat good meat instead of eating nevela. So why should he be Mechalul Shabbos when he's not? He doesn't have a heter. He doesn't have the heter of saving.
That's
what
I tried to answer to the questions that you asked before. That Rambam holds Shabbos dechuya means whatever is necessary for this chola is the Shabbos is dechuya. It doesn't have.
That would seem that would fall on the hutra, not on the dechuya.
No, I'm saying hutra versus dechuya is before the Shabbos is nitan lidchos. Meaning,
right.
If I'm asking myself what different methods can I do to save this guy's life,
right.
And I come to the conclusion that if I don't do X, which would entail Chilul Shabbos,
right.
The patient will be fine and well.
Right.
So then we apply the principle of dechuya. I don't have to say, well, right. The Shabbos is in place. But once I get to the point in which I know that I'll have to violate the Shabbos, there's no way, otherwise the guy's going to die.
Right.
Then at that moment, there's a new mechanism, which the Rambam calls Shabbos dechuya. There's a dechuy on the Shabbos. And the Rambam says, kalkolo shel dover, eku chol adol kol dover. At this point, once there's a chaloshim dechuya on the chefta shel Shabbos, so to speak, now we can say it's already
kalkolo chol dover. Not for the shechter. Why should the shechter be out?
Again, because the Rambam holds that once the din of the chiyah vis-a-vis this chola, then whatever we do for the sake of the chola, then
yeah,
that's already
the
chiyah.
That's only the sake of his neshama. It's not the sake of his shechter.
No, I'm just saying that I can violate the Shabbos for somebody else. I don't have to violate the Shabbos after for myself, because once the Shabbos is nitan lichos, then the chiyah is chal for every single person.
Yeah, but it's not every person to
anyone who can save him. You know,
but I'm not saving. Him. All I'm doing is saving him from getting nevela.
But you're
not saving his life.
But once you could save him, and the Rambam holds, for example,
yeah,
in this case,
that's
you want to shecht him. You can ask another question: why does the Rambam feel he should be shechting? So let's say it improves. You know, maybe it improves the chola.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't say that. He just says it's a matter of whether to feed him nevela or to feed him kosher meat.
Right. But so the Rambam thinks that kosher meat has some sort of advantage. Otherwise, I mean, stam to run around and shecht. I don't know.
No, but he's saying you're shechting it because in order to save him eating nevela. But
right. So there is some element of.
So if I said that hutra, that it's all hutra, then there's no din at all. There's no din of Shabbos altogether.
So what I'm saying is that the difference between the Rambam and other Rishonim is the Rambam waits. The Rambam has also got Hutra, but the Rambam's Hutra only is activated, it's only put into effect after the Shabbos is Nidches, meaning
right.
Until we get to the point that Shabbos is Nidches, the Rambam holds the Chuyah. Once we've come to the conclusion that Shabbos is Nidches, we're going to have to do Malacha to violate the Shabbos no matter what, because otherwise the patient will die,
right.
Then at that point the Rambam basically says, Kechol Lechol Dover, that's already Hutra.
See, I thought he
was... Machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishon is only before we get to the point where in the prerequisite, the Rambam has a prerequisite that first you have to decide about this Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, that if that there's one treatment, whatever it might be, we'll call it X, but that one treatment which entails Chol Shabbos is absolutely necessary. Once you come to the conclusion that treatment is necessary, now the Rambam says the Shabbos is Nitan Lidchos. Now we have a new Allah that the Shabbos is Kechol Chol Dover. Now the Rambam is on the same turf as all the other Rishonim, that it's Hutra.
Yeah.
The Rambam only imposes dechuya when you're asking the question of a cholish eshbo sakana. So some say cholish eshbo sakana hutra, and everything is gone. The Rambam is not willing to go that far. But once there's a mechanism called dechuya, then the Rambam says that mechanism is chal on the Shabbos itself, and the way we enhanced it today on all the Shabbos is one entity.
But then it all becomes hutra again.
And then it becomes
hutra. Oh, see, I wanted to.
Because the Rambam says cholish shel davar. Look at the Rambam's language. Cholish shel davar. And keep in mind the Magen Mishnah says you don't have to do a shiva. Klol shel davar Shabbos gavi chol sheish bo sekhan rei kachol lechol advarim. Kachol lechol advarim. The whole kedusha Shabbos is gone. So what? Lotei hutsh gedol mizu. But the Rambam holds the chuya and the Kesef Mishnah is right. That's when you're deciding whether or not the Shabbos itself is the chuya. The Rambam says up until that point you have no carte blanche, you know, to violate the Shabbos. But once you get into the chuya and you,
I see it's a very. I thought the Rambam was saying that on each point you have to be daicha Shabbos. So therefore, like the Mishnah Berurah and talks out that in those things that he's not doesn't do anything like washing him down or what something like that. For those things, he's like a sakana. What do you call a kodesh embo sakana? But for that, it would be better to do it with somebody that wouldn't be over on it, or it would be over on less. So I would think based upon that the Rambam would disagree with the Raivin and would say, no, when it comes to shechting the behemah, you can't say that because you have to apply the rules of the kuya. And it's not the kuya for this because it has nothing to do directly with saving the kuya.
All right. Did you want to ask me something?
There's a couple of things. Well, the issue with the Hashem B'Manasseh, if you look at the Lushna Pusik, it's plural.
Shamru,
but also Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos,
right.
as one group.
Oh, as one entity, like a collective entity.
Otherwise, it would be Shmalta, right? That would be the lashon that they would use. So realizing that this is a universal concept that applies to everybody.
So that's why everybody's involved in violating Shabbos.
Your Shabbos, Shabbos is part of the other guy's Shabbos, right. from here until eternity.
Right. Excellent. I like.
I don't know why you brought it from that. That pasuk is not. Is not saying that altogether. Why didn't you bring it from Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshah?
Because it's plural.
No, he wants to say that since it says it in plural, it means that the whole, we're all in the same sigachat, as we say, we're all in the same
boat. But it's not a tzibur. That's in Shamru, is telling you that's what they did. They did.
No, again, because Zohar is the mitzvah. Say, we're talking about violating the Shabbos. We're not talking about, you know, for the sake of the Chol, we're not going to make Kiddush or Abdullah.
Yeah, right.
What we're saying is we're going to violate the Shabbos. That's not under Zohar, that's under Shamar, right? That's the difference between Zohar and Shamar. So Shamar means the losas, like the women are included in Shamar. The women are included in Shmir, therefore they're included in Shmir. But the point is that Shomer Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho, how do you fulfill that? Says Rav Shimon Manasseh by being Mechalel.
Right, because you're included.
That's how I gave
the Mushal.
Yeah, but you're not
going to
include everybody.
He's
not quite there for Shabbos.
You weren't there.
Everybody's potter.
Who says, you know what?
The next guy.
There are other people to bury the dead. Why should I be
Mechalel
like Lucius?
We're all fried.
So shall we say, you push it against the
you can
so the road
you put
say
it together
that you see
from that
right.
Right.
So you put right.
It was a head there, so let somebody else take
right.
it
right.
Why should I violate my Kedushas Kahuna? The answer is the Chil Kedushas Kahuna is goof for the Kiva Mitzvah. The Kayin Midin Zayin Krovim, the Kayin has has a few to what? He has a few. Then my phone is ringing over there.
Yeah,
did it go off? It's right there when you go in to the left.
The other thing is
so his key is to be Machalos Kedushas Kuna.
The other thing is when you look at when the moment someone tells you that someone requires an 8-day treatment.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a Chil Shabbos at least in one place. The notion that you're engaging in a treatment to a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana infers that there's a probability at any given day that he's going to die, which means that he's ongoing probabilities that there's going to be a mace, and to put it off to the next Shabbos, to put off the problem to the next Shabbos, simply just reverts it back to the original Shabbos, because at every point, now that you've established your Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, the later Shabbos is just as important as the current Shabbos,
We went a little step further. We want to say not only are they both of equal importance, but they merge into one entity. Right.
You know, well, the whole thing is a
that was what finished. Yeah. And that's
yeah, but that worries me, the Minchaschina. But anyway, I think we're all toast.
Okay,
we're all finished there.
You know, Alan.